Please, everybody, have a seat. Good morning. I have my two trusty assistants here, Malia and Sasha, for one of the most important duties that I carry out as president. Before everybody heads home for Thanksgiving, there is one official duty I am sworn to uphold as the leader of the most powerful nation on earth. Today, I have the awesome responsibility of granting a presidential pardon to a pair of turkeys. Now, for the record, let me say that it feels pretty good to stop at least one shellacking this November. This year's national turkey goes by the name of Apple, and his feathered understudy is appropriately named Cider. They are being presented today by the chairman of the National Turkey Federation, Hubert Envia, and I want to just point out that Hubert seems very comfortable with that turkey. as well as the man who helped raise and handle them since birth, Ira Brister. Where's Ira? There's Ira. Give Ira a big round of applause for raising such outstanding turkeys. I want to thank you both for joining us here at the White House. Now, Apple and Cider came to us from the Foster Farms Wellsford Ranch, just outside of Modesto, California. Out of about 20,000 turkeys born at Foster's Farm this summer, 25 were selected for a final competition that involved strutting their stuff before a panel of judges with an eclectic mix of music playing in the background. It's kind of like a turkey version of Dancing with the Stars. Except the stakes for the for the contestants was much higher. Only one pair would survive and win the big prize, life. And an all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, where they've been living it up on corn feed at the W Hotel. The W Hotel's really been putting them up. It's great advertising. Makes you want to stay at the W. And after today, Apple and Cider will spend their retirement at the same beautiful place our first president spent his, Mount Vernon, Virginia. So later this afternoon, our family will also deliver two turkeys who didn't quite make the cut to Martha's Table, which is an organization that does extraordinary work helping folks who are struggling here in D.C. And I want to thank the good people at Jandel's Turkey Farm in Orfield, Pennsylvania, who've now donated these turkeys 2 years in a row. Now, this, of course, is what's truly meant by Thanksgiving, a holiday that asks us to be thankful for what we have and generous to those who have less. It's a time to spend with the ones we love and a chance to show compassion and concern to people we've never met. It's a tradition that's brought us together as a community since before we were a nation, when the ground we're standing on was nothing but wilderness. Now, back then, the simple act of survival was often the greatest blessing of all. And later, President Lincoln declared the first national day of Thanksgiving in the midst of the Civil War. During the depths of the Great Depression, local businesses gave donations and charities opened their doors to families who didn't have a place to celebrate Thanksgiving. In times of war, our military has gone through great lengths to give our men and women on the front lines a turkey dinner and a taste of home. So in America, we come together when times are hard. We don't give up, we don't complain, and we don't turn our backs on one another. Instead, we look after one another, and we pitch in, and we give what we can. And in the process, we reveal to the world what we love so much about this country. That's who we are, and that's who Thanksgiving reminds us to be. So I hope everyone takes some time during this holiday season to give back and serve their community in some way. And I also want to take a moment to say how grateful I am to the men and women who are serving this country bravely and selflessly in places far away from home right now. You and your families are in our thoughts and in our prayers, and you make me so very proud to be your commander-in-chief. So on behalf of Michelle, Sasha, Malia, and myself, I want to wish everybody a wonderful and happy and safe Thanksgiving. And now it is my great honor as well to give Apple and Cider a new lease on life. So as President of the United States, you are hereby pardoned from the Thanksgiving dinner table. May you have a wonderful and joyful life at Mount Vernon. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. All right.
Well, that's it. You see, he made a little noise, but thank you.
He agrees.
Let's go take a closer look at him.
President, I'd like to that's some kind of one. Apple.
All right.
You have my blessing.
Touch him on the back of the head.
You want to touch him?
Not really.
Yeah, buddy.
Keep doing that, you're going to fall asleep.
Yeah. Now, can somebody explain to me what the whole waddle thing's about?
Oh, waddle. That's how they dissipate heat.
That's how they dissipate heat.
They don't have sweat glands, so all the blood rushes to the waddle, and that's how they dissipate the heat from the body.
Interesting. I guess we're glad we have sweat glands. Otherwise, we'd be carrying these around.
That's pretty good. You want that?
No. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good life, man.
Thank you.